Thank you very much, Chairman Akaka and Senator Burr, for holding today's hearing to talk about the Department of Veterans Affairs efforts to address the critical mental health care needs of our veterans. Today's hearing, as we all know, is going to explore whether a recent email sent by a VA manager directing staff to refrain from diagnosing PTSD in veterans is an isolated case, or whether it is representative of greater problems within the VA mental health care system. Now, I know Secretary Peake has strongly condemned this email and said that it was an isolated case by a single practitioner in a single location. And I sincerely hope that this email is the only one of its kind. But I just have to tell this committee, I have reason to be skeptical. It was just a few months ago that we learned about an email that was sent by Dr. Ira Katz, the VA's top mental health official, that started off by saying, shh, and indicated that the VA had downplayed the number of suicides and suicide attempts by veterans in the past several years. It wasn't that long ago that Secretary Nicholson sent a letter to Congress saying that the VA had all the resources it needed, only to tell us just a short time later that indeed they were $3 billion short. So with all due respect to the witnesses, I have to take the VA's explanations with a grain of salt. Now, one of the most frustrating things about this latest episode is that it furthers the perception that the VA is shortchanging our veterans. Citing, quote, compensation-seeking veterans, the email in question encourages VA practitioners to avoid diagnosing veterans with PTSD in order to save time or money. After years of trying to get the VA and the administration to be honest about the cost of caring for our veterans, it is very frustrating to read this email and see that it clearly indicates that resources are an issue in getting our veterans both the proper diagnosis and the care they need. So to me, this email is really a sad reminder that this administration's attempt to play down the cost of war or the cost of taking our care of our veterans has begun actually to affect the way that our VA employees view their own work. VA officials should be more focused on providing a lifeline to our veterans than on meeting a bottom line that this administration has put above all else. And so today, it is our responsibility to find out what else needs to be done to ensure that our veterans are not being shortchanged due to a lack of resources. And we on this committee know the stakes have never been higher. According to the RAND Corporation, 1 in 5 troops who have returned from Iraq and Afghanistan have PTSD or severe depression. Last week, the Pentagon released a report showing that PTSD cases increased by 50% in 2007. And just a few days ago, the Army reported that the number of soldiers who committed suicide in 2007 is the highest it has been in decades. It's well past time that every VA official, particularly those setting policy for their employees, take the psychological wounds of war just as seriously as the physical injuries. Now, despite my grave concerns about the candor of senior VA officials and the shortcomings of the President's budget, I continue to believe that the VA is the best and most appropriate place for veterans to receive health care. The VA, unlike any other health care organization in this country, is uniquely prepared to care for the distinct wounds of war. VA staff across this country work their hearts out to get our veterans the care they need and they deserve every day. They have a very hard job. The stigma in our society surrounding mental health care deters a great number of veterans from seeking help. That is why we need to be doing everything we can to encourage veterans with psychological wounds to go to the VA to get the care they need and that they have earned. But time and again, we've seen the VA undermine its own employees and make their jobs harder, and the mail email from Dr. Perez is only the latest example, but it is a striking one. So, Mr. Chairman, it is appropriate that we take a look at this today to find out the extent of the problem, to make sure that the VA truly, from the top to the very bottom, is seeking these veterans, getting them the help they need, and not just saying, we don't have the resources, we can't take care of it. It is our job as members of Congress to make sure they have the resources they need. Without the accurate information, we are just incapable of doing that. So thank you very much for holding this very important hearing, Mr. Chairman.